ओम शांति। 1 अगस्त 2019 थर्सडे। स्लोगन, द हैप्पीनेस इन योर बिहेवियर एंड ऑन योर फेस इज अ साइन ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल पर्सनैलिटी। द हैप्पीनेस इन योर बिहेवियर एंड ऑन योर फेस is a sign of spiritual personality. So Baba is creating a huge community of spiritual personalities. And Baba is talking about signs of such a spiritual personality, and one of the signs is happiness. So spiritual personality means happiness is visible on face and in behavior. No matter how much one tries to hide, but if there is happiness, it will come out. And if there is unhappiness, if there is sorrow, if there is pain, if there is misery, that also will be visible on the face and in behavior. And human beings have a very strong and very strange addiction for sorrow. Though on the surface it appears that everybody wants happiness, but if you see the pattern, in fact, they want sorrow. There is an addiction to pain. They want people to say bad things to them, and then they will catch those words, put it inside their hearts, think on them, nurture them, and they induce a negative thought pattern and they get happy, unhappy. So there is a very strange addiction for sorrow. If they don't get unhappy, they feel restless. They feel, or rather they want sorrow. They want unhappiness. Though on the surface it appears a paradox. How can, how is it possible that somebody wants pain, misery, unhappiness? But this is how things are. And this addiction to pain has vibrations. So those vibes, they reach other people, and other people are compelled to show rude behavior, uncaring attitude towards them. And that uncaring attitude is manifested in the form of words, bitter words. And these words hurt soul. And souls, once they are hurt, they feel pain. And once they feel pain, then only they feel okay. So, there is a generation of pain which is created by their own thoughts, by their own addiction to pain. It is their love for pain that makes people to behave in that particular manner with them. And the more they have this addiction, the more the vibrations will spread and more people will hurt them. But and they feel that others are responsible for their sorrow. And they feel that if they change, then I will change. But in fact, others are making them unhappy because of their own internal wish. It's so strange. They are addicted to misery. and suffering. Even their physical pain they feel is because of somebody else or some circumstance. Though we all strive for happiness, but ultimately one is unhappy. And that unhappiness, when it comes, we blame it on others. And there is one culture which is growing by leaps and bounds in the world, is the blame culture. It's known as blame culture. Others are responsible for my unhappiness. My happiness depends on others. So there is law of attraction somewhere in between, which says like attracts like. So it is my own thoughts which are coming back to me in the form of circumstances. And when thoughts are negative, they go out and people definitely behave with me, or rather they are forced to behave with me in that definite negative pattern. So I have negativity for almost every person in the world. And that negativity, when it comes to me in the form of their unexpected behavior and words, I become unhappy. When they do not fulfill my expectations, I become unhappy. But their not fulfilling my expectation is not because of their rude behavior, or is not because of their unrelenting nature or their wrong attitude. It is rather the reflection of my own attitude. So this is a very, very deep and very deep subtle philosophy. And everywhere in the world, we see people are practicing this blame culture, where I put the blame on others for my unhappiness. People do not respect me. They do not know my worth. They have always done like this to me. So there is a subtle blame culture at the level of thoughts which is going on. And because of this blame culture and the law of attraction and the like attracts the like, the more blame people put on me, I blame them and they blame me. So this is what is going on in the world. And Baba wants us to become spiritual personality. So what are the signs of spiritual personality? One of the signs Baba said is today's slogan, the happiness. The happiness in your behavior and on your face is the sign of a spiritual personality. Spiritual personalities are different than the worldly personalities. If you make a distinction, this is the worldly personality and this is the spiritual personality. Worldly personality, they focus more on outside etiquettes, manners. Spiritual personality is focused more on thoughts and intentions. They are focused more on speech. This is focused more on sanskars. There are a lot of studies which people have done regarding awakening of their spiritual powers. And there was one study which was done somewhere, which was in fact the largest global spiritual awakening experiment. And this study included a faculty of teachers, healers, scientists, inventors, and energy healing pioneers. So there were tens of thousands of people, and these people were made to undergo different meditation techniques, awakefulness techniques, silence, and many such spiritual things. And they came out with very strange result. And they made a list of signs of spiritual awakening, or what happened to them, and how they turned from worldly personality to spiritual personality. So they have mentioned about few signs. And the first sign was increased empathy and intuition. Many of these people said that after undergoing this period of silence, for example, you undergo a period of silence for 10 days where there is no mobile, where there is no internet, where there is total solitude. You're not talking with anyone. You're just confined to one place. So what happens after this period of silence retreat of 10 days? So they have mentioned few signs, and the first sign, as I said, was increased empathy and intuition. They said that we started listening less and less to what people say, but more to their, started listening more to their intentions and their feelings. We are not interested in listening any class, not interested in listening anybody's speech, but intentions and feelings behind the words and behavior. The focus was turned from words and behavior to intention and feelings. We are interested more in this. That was the experience of people, where they were made to undergo a silence retreat. They came out and said, we are not interested anymore in listening anyone. Or rather, we are more interested in listening to intentions and the feelings. Because somebody may be very articulate, a very fluent speaker, so we get easily influenced by that person. Now, the same truth, if voiced by a person who is grammatically incorrect, less fluent, fumbles, so probably you don't get attracted. But then getting attracted to a spiritually fluent person is also part of Maya. Spiritual personality means who is attracted to feelings and intentions, rather than words, behavior, speech, outside clothes, outside makeup, outside dressing. This is external paraphernalia. So you develop a desire to understand people's intention and their feelings, rather than paying attention to their words. The second thing was, they said, first was this, empathy and intuition. The second was, they were more and more drawn towards nature. Most of them said that we were drawn to looking at nature's beauty. We felt like to spend time all alone in solitude, looking at the sky, the flowers, the gardens, the streams, the rivers, the ocean, the breeze, the air, the earth, the rain. How the rain comes. Stand in the corridor and watch the rains. How the rains are coming. From where the rain is falling. The clouds, and this is the earth. The rain is coming and drenching the entire earth. This is such a beautiful spectacle. The clouds don't say anything. The earth doesn't say anything. The drops of rain doesn't speak. But there is a silence everywhere. To get connected to rains, to get connected to this silence of the earth, to get connected to the silence of the clouds, to get connected to this silence of the night, to get connected to this sibilance of the night, to look at the mystery of the nature, a spiritual personality will get drawn towards nature. And the nature will reveal many of its secrets to the spiritual person. The rain will teach how to become soul conscious. The rain will teach how to go about the body consciousness. Because mind has become the universal mind. All minds are connected to each other. The quantum energy is connected to this ocean of quantum. The whole world is the ocean of vibrations. And every soul is a unit of vibration. So when I start radiating and vibrating at the frequency of the nature, and there is a silence, I get connected to the entire universe. And I know something more, something deeper than ordinary human beings. Because you have risen above the thoughts of body. You are gone above the limited expectations. Third thing, they had an aversion to negative people and behavior. They became less and less interested in gossips, in worldly news, in the affair of celebrities. They were less and less interested to those people who are interested in debates, arguments. They felt that detachment from everything which is negative. And that is the sign of a spiritual awakening. And that's a sign of a spiritual personality. So spiritual personality means it's not interested in worldly things. And the fourth thing is their desire for united community. They rise above politics. They rise above sports, nationalism, racial divides. This is my country, this is your country. This is my this is my that. So this us versus them argument. Us versus them. This is known as us versus them argument. On one side are we and on the other side they. This argument is gone. So they developed aversion, they develop a desire for united community. They feel that everyone should get connected to each other. So there is a feeling of universal brotherhood. And that's a sign of a spiritual personality. And then there is a feeling and believing that all life is sacred. Everything is sacred. Everything has importance. The ant which is crawling there has importance. Everybody has importance. It's not that nobody is important. For example, in Mahabharata there is a story when the battle of Mahabharata was going on. The sage Vyasa, he comes and sees the battlefield and he is sorrowful to see that everybody is getting killed. He is unhappy that nobody is going to survive. Though he is Trikaldarshi, he knows the result. But yet, seeing the bloodbath, seeing the massacre, he feels unhappy. And he is running, he is coming back. And he sees that a small ant on the road is running fast to save his life. So this Vyasa asks that ant, where are you running? He says, don't you know? The chariot of Arjuna is coming. I will get crushed. That's why I am running after my life. The Vyasa says, what is the importance of your life? You are alive, you die. Nobody cares. He says, what you thought? I have my family, my wife, my children. I am equally important to them. I may not be important to you. But for them, I am the head of the family member. So I am very important. So spiritually enlightened person means they rise above casteism. They rise above racial things. They rise above my nation, your nation. The feelings have become universal. The feelings have gone above. There is no more attachment to one thing. So there is an awakening of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. The whole world is my family. The next sign is your consciousness feels renewed. Everybody who underwent this experiment of spiritual retreat, they said that we got renewed consciousness. We felt as if new life has come unto us. And then next was seventh, they were living in the moment. Till that time, they were living a life. In my childhood, this happened. This should not have happened. That should not happen. They were living in the past, regrets. But now they started living in this moment. Present. In this moment lies the eternity. In this moment lies the eternity. All the eternity, sadi, is merged in this moment, lamha. That's how they mention it. In this moment, in this 1 second, is merged the entire sadi, the entire eternity. And then next sign was eighth, increase internal peace. They were not interested anymore in TV and social media. TV is one of the greatest addiction, and serials are the greatest addictions. TV serials. If you miss one episode, one feels restless. If you are following one episode, and suppose there is one episode you miss, so there is a restlessness. So there is an addiction to serial, and there is addiction to TV, and there is addiction to internet, and there is an addiction to tea, and there is an addiction to coffee, and there is an addiction to negative thought pattern, and there is addiction to so many things. We are addicted to so many things. There was one person who used to say that he was a very good spiritual person, but he says, whenever I see anybody going ahead of me, I feel very unhappy. Otherwise, I am happy. He's a very great Purusharthi, but he feels, and he accepted, if anybody goes ahead of me, I feel unhappy. So there is a addiction to everything, addiction to chocolates, addiction to eating sweets, ice creams. You know, Atal Bihari Vajpayee had said that after dinner I want something sweet. I am addicted to it. He accepted publicly. Atal Bihari Vajpayee, he had said once, after dinner, I want sweet. Without sweet, I feel restless. So everybody is addicted somewhere. So spiritually, personality means there is an increased peace and he is freed of all the addictions gradually. He starts becoming independent. The ninth sign is compassion and positivity surges through you. This competition, this wanting ill for others, everything is gone. And the last is increased authenticity. This is the most important sign of a spiritual personality. They don't want any attention in crowd. They don't want attention in public situations. They are happy to sit and watch. They are happy to sit and assist. They don't want their names to flash anywhere. They're not willing to lead. They don't want to become leaders. If they are made, it's fine. But they themselves are not willing. They are willing to sit down and assist and watch and help and just be a cooperative soul. They don't have the desire to become in charge. They want to remain incognito. They don't want to remain hidden. So these are the 10 signs of spiritually awakened soul, or today's slogan, the happiness in your behavior and on your face, chalan chehra, is a sign of spiritual personality. This is the sign of a spiritual personality. So I'll just revise once. Spiritual personality means increased empathy and intuition. Not listening more to the words but to the intention and desires. Second sign is nature. One will get attracted to nature. One will be wondering from where this rain is coming, from how it is coming. Then aversion to negative people and behavior. A desire for united community. Feeling and believing that everything is important and sacred. Consciousness is renewed. Living in the moment, increased peace, compassion and positivity, and increased authenticity. Authenticity means no falsehood. Authenticity means they don't want to do any exhibition. They are what they are. Yeah, they are easy natured. Authentic. Authentic means which is true. It is adhikrit, authorized. It is authorized. They feel authentic means it's they are more near truth. They are not interested in making show-offs. They are not interested in exhibition. They are not interested in display. Whatever they are, they are. There's one lecture by Vivekananda. I am what I am. I am what I am. This is what I am. If you want to accept me, it's okay. If you want to reject, it's okay. My happiness doesn't depend on your happiness. I am what I am. This is what I am. If you don't like my nature, fine. If you don't like my words, fine. If you don't like my dress, I cannot change it for you. It's okay. You have your thoughts, I have my thoughts. You have your way, I have my way. I am what I am. So authenticity of behavior. Authenticity of thoughts, of words, of deeds, of speech, of actions, of awareness, of dreams, of habits, of sanskars, of intellect, of desires, intentions, feelings, imagination, everything. So spiritually authentic person. Om Shanti.